You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. It is our day to chat with our friend Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services, LSSLiving.org. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
I am just fine. I was just looking here on the LSSLiving.org website, and it just strikes me again just how massive an organization LSS is. I was clicking through a couple of pages to get me prepared for some of the things I was going to talk about today. And, you know, just for some of the listeners who may not know LSS, Lutheran Senior Services, very well, it is that Lutheran Senior Services is based in St. Louis, and it has three main prongs of care. So one are our senior living communities. We have eight of those from central Missouri into central Illinois and through the St. Louis area. We have in-home services, which we call our home and community-based services, plus hospice care. And we also have our low-income housing, which we call affordable housing. And all of those options, you know, serving about, really in excess of 10,000 older adults every year, all can be accessed through LSSLiving.org. And one of those, of course, is the upcoming events. And that was the page I was looking for because I wanted to find the date of the spaghetti dinner. So many of the listeners know that earlier in July, we had talked about A Toast for Seniors, which benefited benevolent care for the residents who live in assisted living in Richmond Terrace, which is in Richmond Heights. And that was a fun, successful evening. And now they have their second event. They have two back-to-back events benefiting benevolent care for Richmond Terrace. And their second event is on Friday, August 12th. And that is actually in at Richmond Terrace, and that is at Laclede Station Road. It's actually it's really off of the kind of hard to explain. It's on Laclede Station Road. Most people don't know where the Lutheran Senior Services home office is. That's why I was going to say it's just east of the home office, but many people don't know where that is. So really, it's the closest would be at, if you think of Fort Highway 40, Interstate 64, and Hanley. It's in that area, and it's got a spaghetti dinner, and it is it's actually a very, very reasonable. It's lovely. It's made by the staff that's right there. There is not a price on here. I believe it's $10. And then there's also a raffle that that people can buy raffle tickets for. But I will find out before next week what the cost is. But I do know that it's a fun event and you can meet a lot of different people involved in Richmond Terrace. And then the second event that I wanted to put on everyone's radar today is one that I had mentioned earlier as well, and that benefits benevolent care, but at Meridian Village, which is our senior living community located in Glen Carbon, Illinois. And this event is called An Evening at the Winery, the Meridian Village Evening at the Winery, and it is on August 28th, and that's a Sunday. It starts at 4 p.m. It's at Villa Marie Winery, which is in Maryville, Illinois. And 4 to 5 p.m. is wine tasting. 4 to 6 p.m. is a silent auction. 5 to 7 p.m. is dinner and desserts. So, you know, it's kind of an event if you wanted to go as early as 4 to do the wine tasting, or you could come at 5 when dinner starts and you'd still have a chance to roam around and do this silent auction. There's musical entertainment all evening. It's a lovely event with a lot of mixing and milling of people. The tickets are $50, and again, that benefits benevolent care at Meridian Village. And there are all kinds of opportunities to sponsor. If anybody is listening and says, well, I can't go, but I'd love to be a sponsor, they certainly can do that, or to purchase tickets at $50 each. The best way to do that actually is to contact Becky Zimmer, and Becky can be reached at 618-205-4224. 618-205-4224. Or obviously, if someone doesn't want to be a sponsor, cannot go, still wants to donate toward benevolent care, Becky can take care of that as well.
Well, it's a
lovely evening.
Absolutely. Sounds like a lot of fun. And as you said, the dinner starts at 7, the wine tasting 4 to 5, silent auction 4 to 6.
The flyer that I'm looking at right here says the wine tasting from 4 to 5, silent auction from 4 to 6 p.m., and dinner and desserts from 5 to 7 p.m.
And musical entertainment all evening.
And musical entertainment all evening long. And evening at the winery, August 28th. At Villa Marie Winery in Maryville, Illinois. It's a Sunday. And mm-hmm. so it's you know, many of these events happen on a Saturday night or they happen at on a Friday night. That can get kind of late, especially if someone's going to drive. But when you think about it, if you are a person living in the St. Louis area and you love to visit wineries and you've not been to the Villa Marie Winery, when you think about a time frame of 4 to 7 on a Sunday is a perfect time frame. You can get back in the evening and it would be a lovely, lovely break in your day.
You know, here in the Midwest, we have some beautiful wineries to visit. And 4 o'clock is actually a great time for me.
Oh, well, good. Yes, because then you can get home and you can
right.
You can get yourself all tucked in and still get up early in the morning the next morning.
That's plenty of time. Bedtime is 8:30, so that works
there
just
we
fine.
Go. That's plenty of time for you. And if folks really would rather not call and get their tickets, they can go to lssliving.org. Along the right side of the homepage of LSS Living, you'll see there's a small little link that says upcoming events. And you can click on that, scroll down, and there is a link there with the different information. I guess that you can go to, I think there's an Eventbrite site. Now that I think about it, it's not really a link. It's just simply a phone number for Becky. She does prefer that the tickets get purchased through her. Also, so she has an idea of who's coming and she can find out who you are. She's pretty much the hostess of the event, so she would love very much to have you contact her at 618-205-4224. You know, and the other thing I was going to mention very quickly is that, you know, a lot of times since KFUO is in the St. Louis area, we oftentimes will mention or we'll have guests from Lickley Groves or Meridian Village and Merrimack Bluffs. But not many people know that Meridian Village is one of our sites, and it's in the East Metro, and it is one of our continuing care retirement communities. So if someone is a listener, hears us talk often about Lutheran Senior Services, they may just assume that all of our services are located right in St. Louis. And we also have Meridian Village, a vibrant, wonderful, very active community that is in Glen Carbon. And it is one of our communities as a continuing care retirement community that has all levels of living. So you can come in as an independent living. You have we have our apartments. We have our patio homes. So you can come in as a resident for independent living. Then should your health needs change, you have priority access to assisted living. If you fall and break a hip or you need knee surgery or you have other surgery where you need short stay rehab, that's available right there on the campus as well. There's a care center. And then it also does in Meridian, in that greater area around Meridian Village in the East Metro, we also do have our LSS home health available and private duty. And so if someone is still living in their home in the East Metro and would like Lutheran Senior Services to perhaps bring a nurse in to administer medication or physical therapy after something, we do have that available through our home health as well, spreading over into the East Metro.
I had the opportunity to visit Meridian Village a couple of years ago. Lovely place, beautiful. And all the folks there were so welcoming. And I was there for a Faith and Family broadcast, and they invited me to stay for lunch, and it smelled so good, and I really wanted to stay, but I had to be back here in the studio.
One of the things that often happens when people visit is they do exactly that same thing. They go, and they'll eat one of the meals. And I think most of our people are surprised to find out the incredible choices in dining that are available. It's a lovely dining room, a restaurant style dining room, so that you can at dinner you can choose off of a menu. There's little nooks where you can pick up a little sandwich, and really it's a great site as well. I thought I probably should clarify something. When I was talking about short stay rehab, our REIT short stay rehab, I mentioned how the independent living, that is, if you are a resident at Meridian Village and you need to have short-stay rehab, it's available. Well, that makes it sound like only people who are residents at Meridian Village can take advantage of that, and that is not the case at all. If you live anywhere in the East Metro area and you are looking at a knee replacement or a hip replacement and you want a lovely, comfortable place to stay for your rehab with absolutely top-notch professional care, Meridian Village is a wonderful place to do that. They have staff that actually connect with the hospital staff, so that that transition to move you from the hospital after you've had your surgery, but you need some place to get stronger before you go home, all of that transition is seamless. And Meridian Village is one of the first places in the Lutheran Senior Services system that built the short stay rehab as what we call households. So many people assume when they're thinking, well, if you go to rehab at Meridian Village or a place that has a care center, you're going to be in a bed that looks like it's in a nursing home, and that is not it at all. The REIT short stay rehab at Meridian Village is set up in smaller units, so we call them households. That's maybe, I believe they have from 16 to 20 residents that they can, or guests for REIT short stay rehab that they can care for. But you have your room, and then you also have, then you come out and there's a common area so you can chat and get to know some of the other people that are there. There's a kitchen right there where the food is made right there, as opposed to, going to another larger dining room or having the food made elsewhere and brought there. So it's very much a feel of a great transition from home. You feel like you've gone from the hospital, and then you've gone into this household on your way to home. So if anyone is thinking about having surgery and they know they're going to need rehab, I really would urge you to check it out at Meridian Village. Also, the other thing I wanted to be sure that I didn't imply was I mentioned that if you were an independent living resident, you would have access to the other levels of care, which of course introduces the question, do you have to move in independent living? And no, that's not the case at all. So if you have a loved one who is who needs a little extra assistance for assisted living or needs 24-hour care in the care center, you can certainly come to Meridian Village if there are openings in the assisted living or the care center and move directly in. So I didn't want to imply that everything funnels up through independent living. It's just that most people that will move there say, I wish I had come earlier and I had come when I was independent so I could take advantage of all the marvelous things and have all of that home maintenance and everything out of my hair much sooner.
It's a neat village, and move-in is, LSS does a great job of making move-in easy.
Well, yes, and that we do have a move-in resources team. Thank you for reminding me of that, Andy. We have a move-in resources team where as you decide to move in, especially in independent living, you will be meeting with a move-in specialist that will help you organize all the details. We can help you find the moving company. We can help connect you to donate your items, people that can help you organize things. They'll even help you decide what furniture you can keep in order to move in, what will fit into your new apartment or your patio home, arrange for the utilities to be turned off, just all of these things to make your move a lot less overwhelming. And also, if you have furniture that or items that you don't need, they can also help you donate it to Hidden Gems, our thrift store, so that you can do a benefit all around. You can know that the items that were in your home for a long time are benefiting not only someone else who buys them through Hidden Gems, but also benefiting Benevolent Care.
It's a win-win-win situation.
It is. It is. And so I know that we don't have a lot of time for devotion. I had set aside something to just kind of chat about. I think if I were to meet to you know, somebody might say, if you were, could have lunch with anyone from the past or the present, who would it be? And for some reason, this week I just thought of Corrie Ten Boom. And I you know, she was a woman, if many of the listeners, if they're older, will know Corrie Ten Boom's name. If you're a younger listener, you may not know her. She actually was part of the Nazi Holocaust, but survived it, even though I know that at least one sister did not. And she went on to be a marvelous speaker. She wrote a wonderful, beautiful book. I know she wrote at least one book called Reflections of God's Glory, which I have. And in these writings, she shares the truth that really God places here to be mirrors of glory. Pretty marvelous. Her words reflect 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And here's just one of her quotes. You may feel that your character, your circumstances, your experience are anything but a growing process of being transformed into the likeness of Jesus, continually becoming more and more of a mirror, but the power which enables him to bring everything under his control is strong enough for him to take you and me by the hand. Marvelous, marvelous woman. I wish I would have met her years ago. And I just want to share that as a thought today, that may today be a reflection of be a mirror of the glory of God today, knowing that he is there to guide you by the hand, no matter what your circumstances are.
Well, thanks be to God. Well, thanks, Jane. Always great to catch up with you. And thanks for sharing about the events coming up, the spaghetti supper on the 12th and the evening at the winery on the 28th.
Thank you so much.
Very good. LSSLiving.org is the place to check it out. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.